Tara, could you go over the estimated cost of the building total at this point, the latest you have, and where your current funding that you do have in hand comes from?
The total project cost is $6.78 million. That includes construction, the land the city has committed for the project, the furnishings, the equipment, landscaping. That's the total project cost. The actual construction costs are just under $5 million.
Can you give me the total amount that you actually have in hand right now or have committed to the project that you've received or have available?
$5.3 million.
$5.3 million is what you have right now.
That's what we have right now, although some of that is contingent on passing the general obligation bond in the election.
That, how much of that is contingent?
$500,000.
That's the Rasmussen grant?
That's the Rasmussen top-off grant.
Go ahead and tell me maybe the components of that. Give people an idea where those chunks of money come from.
Okay.
Have come from.
Well, the bulk of it comes from the state of Alaska. They've committed $3.7 million to the project, which is an extraordinarily high level, so that's more than 50% of the project costs. It's a high level of funding for libraries. The USDA Rural Community Facilities Program granted the project $200,000 last year. Local donations have come in at just under $300,000. It's very exciting to see. And the city of Petersburg has committed some land a couple of years ago that's also...
That factors into that total.
That factors into that total, yeah. It's a cash and in-kind total.
Right. Also a donation of land from the Lee family as well?
And also a donation of land from the Lee family. It's good to point out.
So that all adds up to what you have now, just a bit over $5 million.
Yes.
So contingent, the Rasmussen Foundation grant of $500,000, half a million, is contingent on passing a $1.5 million bond issue in Petersburg that is now on the ballot,
yes,
as people know. Will that complete the funding picture? Is that everything you need?
That will bring us up to the 6.78. That's our total project cost. We still have some other smaller irons in the fire, so to speak, because I think, as we all know, as projects like this unfold, as we get our final cost estimate and then we go to bid, costs go up and they go down. But if they were to go up, those other funding sources could potentially help us to offset some of that.
The bonding measure would be paid for through a millage increase, and we'll get to maybe some details on that in a moment, but a question that I've been asked by someone who's more critical of this project was why not a sales tax, and why didn't you go with a sales tax?
Well, I think that's a good question, and it's certainly something that the library board went over quite a bit, which path to follow. And one thing that we've seen in recent months and years is that sales tax revenues, they go up and they go down. And we need a stable funding source to pay back that bond, so we don't put the city in a pinch. And so property tax was chosen because we feel it's a stable way to pay back that bond.
As far as the bond goes, Jody, can you talk a bit about the city's current situation in terms of bonding, what the city has out and what kind of debt the city has, so its capacity and that sort of thing?
The city has out approximately $14.9 million in general obligation bonds. We can bond up to 10% of assessed value, which is approximately $25 million. So we have a room of approximately $10 million that we could bond for.
There's a 10 mil cap on regular property tax, but that doesn't include the amount that goes over to pay for bonded debt. So can you give folks an idea of what they're paying or property tax property holders are paying right now in terms of
total debt?
Yeah, debt.
Currently, the mill rate is 10.99. If all things were to remain the same next year and we added this library mill rate, it would increase it to 11.43 mills approximately. It also depends on what the interest rate is when we actually issue the bonds, so it'll give or take a little bit, but that's approximately what it would do. So if someone had a $100,000 property assessment, their taxable value currently is $1,099, and it would change to $1,143.
So it would go up about $44 per $100,000 worth of property value.
Correct.
And how long would this be for? This is a 20 or 30 year?
That is a 20-year bond.
20-year bond. And right now, another question a lot of people ask is the cost of maintaining the library. It's not just the cost of purchasing it, but maintaining it. So mm-hmm. so what are your estimates right now for what it will cost to maintain? Obviously, a larger building than you have, a much larger building than the space you currently maintain. But.
We're estimating it to be just under $40,000 a year, and that includes electric, water, garbage, sewer, insurance, janitorial, and telecommunications. That's all bundled into one number. Folks are usually interested in asking about electric, like heating costs. Mm-hmm. And we did have a heating optimization systems analysis done this year to look at potential heating sources and costs. And it's estimated to heat the library, it's going to be about $1,000 a month.
That's is that included in the 40,000?
And that is included in that.
Well, and then the other question, too, I think a lot of people have raised, as well as especially people I think were concerned about the project or opposed to the bond issue, is cost of new employees. It's going to be a bigger building. Are you looking at new employees? I know that the libraries wanted additional staff. Is this going to provide more of a push for more additional staff? Is that included in the proposal, and what would that cost?
Well, the level of use right now at the library warrants some additional staff hours, but, you know, that is at the discretion of council, depending on the state of the budget each year. And the library board has approached the council in various years and asked for requests, sometimes successful, sometimes not. And so that would be the process we would go through again if we were to need new staff for the new facility. We are estimating that if we were to ask for more, it would probably be a cost of about $20,000 to $30,000 a year
for a part-time staffer.
Yeah, and it would actually be just increasing the hours of our current staff. I'm the only full-time person at the library, and so we're a mix of part-time people, and that. So we're always looking for opportunities to increase the hours of current staff, but those opportunities can come from elsewhere. We just actually received word yesterday that a grant we applied for in conjunction with Petersburg Indian Association was successful, and so we've been awarded funds that would actually allow us to increase the hours of our current staff. It's over 2 years, it's $149,000.
Okay, and that would increase the hours, but obviously you'd have to then at some point come up with that money to continue those increased
hours.
Yeah,
precisely. I mean, it puts us, it's a grant that is renewable to some extent, although competitive, so it is something that could potentially increase our staff with no impact on the municipal general fund budget.